I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan's coronavirus outbreak intensifies, leading to a surprising decision. And churches often struggle to connect with the men in their midst. One ministry is keeping it as real as it gets. The details in a minute. But first, Japan's Prime Minister Abe Shinzo has closed all of its schools for a month due to the outbreak of the coronavirus, or COVID-19, in the country. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says,
spring break is coming up anyway, and he thought to mitigate any spread of virus, he thought it'd be wise to just suggest that the schools start a little early with the spring break. And so that'll go through the spring break season during the month of March.
Citizens in Japan were also asked to stay inside during the weekend and avoid unnecessary contact with others. Many see the move as an attempt to try to protect the Olympic Games being held in Tokyo this summer. Hanley says that could cause problems for Asian Access.
That's going to be a huge outreach, not just for Asian Access, but for all of us that serve in Japan. And right now we're waiting to find out what they're going to do with the Olympics.
And that's not the only problem Asian Access is facing due to COVID-19. Hanley says fear of the virus is causing the economy to tank, drying up donations, and travel restrictions make getting into and out of the country much more difficult.
We're just not able to get out and be face-to-face with people and do evangelism and discipleship. And in church services, you have to be more careful.
We turn next to Sudan, where a lot is changing and women have played an important role in that transition. A gospel worker we'll simply call Ida serves in a significant leadership position within Sudan.
Women are really excited to play a greater role in the new Sudan, and they are working towards achieving that with even encouragement and help of the wider community, international community, and the NGOs.
Women suffered greatly under Sudan's last regime. Their appearance and behavior was closely monitored under Sudan's strict Sharia law. Many also lost husbands in the war, forcing them to provide for their families alone. But things are changing for the better, and Ida encourages girls growing up in Sudan
to learn from the women who have inspired many others. They can stand for their rights. They can live without fears, without discrimination, without pushing them aside.
But even as the new Sudan becomes a kinder place to women, progress is slow inside most churches, says Ida.
There are a lot of difficulty for women taking roles in the churches.
Ask God to remove barriers and pray that He'll encourage and strengthen Sudanese Christian women. And finally, this last story is all about what it takes to be a man and a follower of Christ. Obviously, I couldn't speak to the first part, so I spoke to the global director of Transworld Radio's men's ministry, Lonnie Berger. He says, first off, most of us don't realize the pressure men in our churches are under. In 2011, he wrote a Bible study curriculum called Every Man a Warrior to help men succeed in life.
For every 10 men in the church, 9 will have children that leave the church, 8 will not be satisfied with their work, 7 have a relationship with pornography, 6 can only pay the monthly minimums on their credit card, and 5 will get divorced. And these are the Christian men.
Men everywhere wanted something relatable and simple, and they took to the study with a will. Today, it's in use in 13 languages in 32 countries. Last week, Berger launched a one-minute podcast that offers simple insights and helps a listener sharpen his biblical focus, also called Every Man a Warrior.
These stories represent where men are really at. And so the radio broadcast that we are doing at TWR, we hope to give men hope and encouragement each day that God has answers for the struggles and the fights that they are fighting every day. The battles they fight every day, God has answers for those battles and how they can win.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MMN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.